Can you remember when you first heard about Dream On?
Very vaguely. I remember them talking about it on the news, and as far as in here at work, nothing too much was said right then. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't give it that much of a thought.
Okay. You weren't seriously concerned
right
at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know at that time, or did you know before that, that there was a reactor at Three Mile Island?
No.
So this is your first discovery mm-hmm. that it was there. Do you know how far it is from us, Three Mile Island?
How can I say this? I guess about, 20 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Would you have known that before this?
No.
Uh-uh. Now you're
just
aware.
Through all the typing.
Ah. I see. You said at that point you didn't think anything much about. Mm-hmm. Did that change?
Oh, yes, it did.
Can you tell me what changed?
Well, I was called on Saturday morning, early Saturday morning, they called me to come in. And when they explained to me, you know, the situation that they thought it was getting out of hand and they needed me in here to get things ready in case we had to, you know, we really did have to set up an evacuation program, whether we would put it into effect or not, then it really hit me,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it's close to us and it is really more serious than people believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, as time went on, it really concerned us, you know, concerned more of us,
mm-hmm.
you know, more so.
Mm-hmm.
And especially now that I'm expecting, and I was really concerned about that.
Mm-hmm, no doubt.
Yeah. But, and I should say my husband was too.
I see.
In fact, we were going to go to Harrisburg. We had made plans previously, and it was definitely canceled.
So you changed
yeah.
your plans as a result of this. You had been planning to go to Harrisburg that weekend or,
mm-hmm.
or something. So then you were called into work. Your ordinary routines were very much disrupted here.
Right.
And did you work then over that weekend and so forth?
Yes, I did. I was called in Saturday morning about 8 o'clock, and I worked till 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was called in at 10 o'clock on Sunday, and I worked from 10 o'clock till 12:30 Sunday night. And then I came back in Monday morning and worked from 8 o'clock till 9:30.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that you were looking for more information on this? I mean, were you paying more attention than usual, say, to media sources, to newspapers,
right.
and that sort of thing? Were you?
Yes, we really were. In fact, I had my portable in here, which we had the news on constantly, or the radio we had on, and of course we were always getting bulletins from downstairs from the EOC.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really concerned about it,
mm-hmm.
wondering what was going to happen. And I should say a lot of the girls that were working with me were closer to it than I was.
You mean they lived closer?
Right.
I see.
And they were very concerned about their children
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we were rather upset about it.
Okay.
Really were.
Did you make any plans that you wouldn't have made ordinarily?
No. My husband and I had just talked it over. But really, as far as making
plans.
Remember
what you said to each other and so forth?
Really, we didn't know what we were going to do if we had to be evacuated. We didn't know where we would go or, you know, we had often talked about going to my sister's place in Philadelphia, but then we'd be going right by
mm-hmm.
the Three Mile Island. And but other than that, no.
Did you pack?
No.
Did you keep your car filled with gas?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we did.
Okay, you paid attention to that. What did you think about other people leaving here?
Well, a lot of those were very close to it, very close to Three Mile Island. I thought it was a very sensible thing
mm-hmm.
to do,
mm-hmm.
especially with the pregnant women or the
mm-hmm.
small children. It was really, I'm sure I'd have done the same thing.
No doubt, then. You said you paid more attention than usual to the media. How did you feel about their handling the situation?
Their coverage was great.
Okay.
Really, it was. I mean, it really gave us more of a detail. Now, we all know how the press can stretch things,
mm-hmm.
but they really gave us some more detailed and frequent
mm-hmm.
Programs and news bulletins on it.
So you felt they were doing
really
very well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about industry's handling of the incident? How about Metropolitan Edison? How do you feel about the way they handled it?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know what to say. It's hard to tell. Maybe we just handled it the same way they did,
mm-hmm.
if we were in their position.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can say is they say they did the best they could,
mm-hmm.
and it's...
Did you feel that the people who were in charge over there were in control of the situation?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no. When we had heard when it was, everything was, you know, going to be okay, and then the next minute everything was going to blow up or this and that and the other thing, we were wondering exactly if the person in charge did know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, they must know something or they wouldn't have been in that position.
All right. Can you pinpoint what might have made you uneasy about that?
Oh, let me think. It just seems like it's been so long ago now.
Yes, it's hard to remember.
Not really. I couldn't say.
Now, I've asked you about industry and about the media, and I want to ask you about how you felt government responded in your judgment. Now, for you, this becomes a more complicated question, doesn't it? I
mean, and you mean as far as the county here goes?
Yeah, actually, we could address these at different points. Mm-hmm. We could talk about how the county operated, talk about how the state level operated, talk about the federal.
Well, as far as the county goes, I think naturally they're going to expect me to say everything was fantastic, but they really did do a good job.
Right.
I mean, they seemed to cover all, you know, all avenues, you know, to take precautions for everyone,
mm-hmm.
and I thought they did fantastic. They really
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the federal government, I wouldn't know.
Here you might think the NRC,
say.
For example,
mm-hmm.
the Regulatory Commission that came in. You may not have any.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't know what to say about it.
Mm-hmm. And the state?
Well, I guess it was just because I was just in such close contact here with the county that I saw all their movements and all their procedures that it's difficult to say something about the state or, you know, or the federal.
Is there anyone that you found particularly reliable?
In what way?
In terms of as a source of information and finding that you trusted what they were telling you. I mean, for example, you thought about leaving. Is there anything you were looking for that would have told you it was time to leave?
Yeah, I was looking for the whole thing to blow up.
Oh, really? And that would have said, now is the time to go.
And everybody would have left.
I see. If the worst had happened over there, is
mm-hmm.
that what would have happened? What would have happened?
Probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any mental images of that?
No, I just didn't even want to think about it. I just wanted all the, it was, when it first started about, I remember saying to my husband that, oh, you know, it'll be all right, I think they're blowing it out of proportion. But when I was called in and actually put in the situation to help set up plans, then it struck me that it really must be getting serious.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as thinking about, you know, the thing blowing up or people being hurt, I didn't want to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come and I'll help set up things, but as far as it getting any worse, I didn't want to, you know, I just didn't want to imagine it at all.
Mm-hmm. I can add this one a different way. I'm just going to come head on again in a sort of way. You've said that some of your ordinary routines changed. You were in working a lot more
mm-hmm.
than you would have expected to be ordinarily and so forth. Were there any other changes in your ordinary routines?
Yes, even the things that we do day by day now, let's put aside. I mean, for all of us,
mm-hmm.
it was just put aside, and our main priority was
to work on
the
situation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any mental pictures about what was happening over there?
The only pictures I pictured was the pictures I saw.
And then
they stuck in your mind, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you think anything that happened at TMI might have affected you?
No, I really don't think so, because we were outside where I live. I was outside the danger
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
But believe me, if I'd have been a little closer, I would really be concerned about it.
Mm-hmm. the worst, if the worst had occurred, and I gather from what you've already said, you would see that as a problem.
I just, when I thought of anything getting worse, it was just everything going, you know, just everything falling apart.
What do you think might have happened?
I have no idea. I just don't. I don't know. You mean what? You mean now what would have happened with us, or what would have happened there?
Well, with us in the area, or whatever it could be, we might have found.
I don't know. I think maybe if the situation would have got worse, that there's a lot of people did get scared, and a lot of people were moving, you know, mm-hmm. elsewhere. And if the situation would have got worse, it would have seemed like, you know, to me, I would have imagined it masses of people just going, you know, almost to get
uh-huh.
out.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I'd have been one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know.
As it was, did the people around you, did their behavior change at all?
No. As far as at my home, neighbors, family, no. As far as in here, everyone was too busy setting things up, and but I really, at the time, I just really didn't, it didn't register.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
only afterwards.
Right. And it was just the more concern of their family, maybe more so than the day by day.
Did you imagine or know about any of the effects of radiation?
I have read about it, I have heard about it, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. What are those
but,
effects that you...
Well, it really concerns me because I am expecting.
Right.
And it had me scared that it might not endanger my life, but endanger my child's life.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I just can't imagine bringing a child into this world that's, you know, something's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
It really petrifies me.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. But
are you still worried about this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. Did you think about God during the incident?
Yes.
Did you pray?
Sure.
Do you remember what for?
No. Just that he would keep his hand upon the family and the friends and
mm-hmm.
and those that are involved
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, working directly with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Did you think that the incident through my island might be God's way of instructing or disciplining mankind?
I couldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did you attend church during
mm-hmm.
that time? Was there any, did anyone speak about it there?
The only thing that I can remember is our minister mentioning like I had said also, is just to remember the people in prayer who are working with it directly, those
mm-hmm.
that are living close or around it,
mm-hmm.
and that may be affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Were there fewer or the same or more people at church during that time?
It was about the same.
About the same?
Mm-hmm.
Did the service make you feel any different about the incident? Do you feel that your faith says anything about rightness or wrongness of using atomic power or anything like that?
No.
Do you think that religious institutions or people should take public stands on this sort of issue?
I think that's up to the individual.
That it doesn't have anything to do with
right.
the institutions. Did any biblical stories or events or sayings cross your mind? Did you feel that you had certain responsibilities during the incident?
Such as?
Well, either related to your work or to your husband. The particular responsibilities that resulted from this sort of emergency situation.
I thought I had an awful lot of responsibility to my work,
mm-hmm.
to my job,
mm-hmm.
And also to my husband, but in this kind of a situation where people's lives, it seemed, were actually at stake at
mm-hmm.
times, I was more concerned with my job than my immediate family because I knew they were outside.
Okay. You knew that they were relatively sick.
Right.
And so your concern was with dealing with,
right,
with the people that you needed to through your work and so forth?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking. Sometimes we're going back and forth. Did you say, did this event bring to your mind any past experience that you had?
No.
Any historical event?
Besides earthquakes or floods or something like that, that would be it.
Mm-hmm. Would you find this event more or less frightening than, say, an earthquake or a flood?
I think they're all frightening, yeah.
About the same.
Mm-hmm.
Did any TV shows or movies or books you've read come to mind?
No.
Mm-hmm. Did you find yourself singing any songs?
Probably not.
I think it's a time for song. Did you have any daydreams that you remember?
No. I was too busy.
Did you have any sleeping dreams that you remember at the time?
No. By the time I got home, I was just so tired. The world
flat out.
out.
That was it. Time to go to bed. Was your sleep disturbed in any way?
No.
Do you think that the people around you changed in any lasting way as a result of it?
I really don't think so.
Did you?
I don't think so.
Did you hear any jokes about radiation in 3 Mile Island?
Oh, yes, I've heard quite a few.
Can you tell me some?
Sure. One of the girls that is at college, she comes in the summertime to help us. And last week she was telling us that she came home. She was coming home right at the start of the TMI accident, and she really didn't know what was going on. And when she got home and she heard all about this, and then a week later when she goes back to school and everybody says, don't touch me, you know, we don't want to glow, we don't
want to... She was in the zone, huh?
But that's about it that I can remember. I knew there was, afterwards there was quite a few going around, mm-hmm. but that's not the only one that I can remember hearing.
Why do you think people were joking?
I think people joke after everything. After the excitement or the fear is over with, they make a joke about anything.
Okay. Have you developed an opinion about nuclear energy?
No, not really. There's always a safe way or a harmful way to use things, and not really. I mean, they're going to continue to use it anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to, you know, build their plants or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you think
really
we got to change things in any way?
I don't think it's going to help us to... I don't think they will anyhow.
No.
I mean, I think if they're going to do it, they're going to go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not, they're not. Whether we say so, you know, whether we like it or whether we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's just the way... That's the way I feel about it.
Does that upset you?
No.
It's just where
no.
it is.
Right.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about all this?
Just that I'm glad it's over.
You are. Believe.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Just soon I go through it again.
Right. Right.
I want to do a quick check on it. Oh, were you at all worried about the food or milk from the area?
Not too much. My in-laws live on a farm. Now, they live further outside the danger area than we did,
mm-hmm.
and we get our milk from them.
Mm, I see.
And no, it really didn't bother me. I really didn't even think about it.
Is there anything else you want to talk?
That's it.